I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Greetings, everyone. Again, episode 6 of Heal Your Wounds. Here I am, Sean McLaughlin, host, booker, and founder of this fine podcast. We've also got the co-host, co-booker.
Co-founder.
Co-founder. Uh-huh. Elliot Fallows.
Hello there.
How are you, Elliot?
I am here.
I think Elliot's in a bad mood, everybody.
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm in a sad mood, but it's okay to be sad sometimes.
It's okay to be sad. Do you want to tell the listeners why you're sad?
Just life's awful.
That's more, to be honest, that's more than I've got out of him in the hour that he spent in my house, and I've been trying to make him feel better. And he hasn't mentioned anything.
I don't like burdening.
It's not a burden. You're my friend.
I know. I that's why I don't want to. I don't want to put you off.
All right. I've been a bit down, actually, Elliot. Thanks for asking.
Don't burden me, Sean. Do you think I come to your house to get burdened upon?
No, I don't think you do that.
Do you think I come here with nothing on my shoulders and I go, oh, Sean, put the weight of the fucking world on my shoulders?
Well, it's not the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's more just like...
What's wrong, Sean?
Nothing. I'm just down. I've got no confidence. And I'm going to Luton for 4 days.
Well, that's your own fault.
Well, it is my own fault.
That's your own problem. I said, do you want to go to Luton, yes or no? And you said yes. You could have said no.
Me and Elliot are going to Luton, everybody.
I'm not going. I just want to send you to Luton. Son of a... bitch.
Why do you think life's awful?
I haven't got a lot going on right now.
What do you mean? You host the most successful podcast in the world.
I know, but much like fame and drugs, it's never enough.
Oh, Elliot, I don't think the listeners want to hear you being sad. You're my rock, you know. You're the one who's meant to keep me going.
Well, I don't want to let you down.
No, you don't. You never let me. Well, you do let me down sometimes.
Okay.
You let me down a lot, actually. What is it about life that you don't like?
It's meant to be a clown on the show today, and he's got lice.
That's true.
He's got lice. I've been talking to loads of different clowns, and I've got a different clown we can have in the future, because I thought, hey, it'd be great to have a clown on the show.
Yeah.
Talk about being a clown. Clown's got lice.
Yeah, that was meant to be a great clown on either this episode or in his own special episode. But he's got lice. Is that what's getting you down, Elliot? That this head lice is still rampant in the youth and clowns of Britain today?
No, because I think it's hilarious that this demon from hell has got lice.
Have you got lice? Is that why you're so down?
I'd never have lice.
Have you had lice when you were a kid?
No.
Genuinely, you never had lice?
Yeah, why would I have lice?
I'd always had lice when I was a kid.
I'm not hanging around people. How do I get lice?
Yeah, well, that's
true. I don't make my own lice.
Yeah. What we used to get everyone in the class occasionally in primary school used to get like sheets to take to our parents. We'd go, we suspect someone in your class has head lice. And every time we got one of those sheets to my mum went, it's probably you, Sean. She's always going, it's probably you dirty bastard.
It would be her fault, wouldn't it, if you had lice?
Well, I don't think she had lice.
Yeah, but you're not responsible for your own hair when you're a child.
No, you're not.
Your hair belongs to your mother.
I was in sixth form when this was happening. This was university.
Okay.
Good show today.
Fern Brady's the guest today, Sean.
Fern Brady is our guest. Mm-hmm. There was going to be more guests, but they're not here for reasons we'll go into. But it doesn't matter because we've got the best one, Fern Brady.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about a TV show that we are both on.
I'm very excited about this TV show. As a comedy fan, I think this is going to be fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Elliot. Thank you. That'll wipe that frown off your face. It'll turn your frown upside down.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah, that's the job.
So it's Brexit Stage Left.
Brexit Stage Left is a new show on Viceland, which I'm on.
Yep.
And it's me and it's Fern Brady and it's Alfie Brown and Jemani Maddox. Mm-hmm. And we went around Europe And we did loads of gigs in like Dublin and Copenhagen and Amsterdam and Berlin. And we talk about that.
So you go around the different cities and you do little gigs and that.
We did little gigs and we did a little travelogue and it should be quite a fun show.
Wonderful.
And me and Fern talk about that in this episode a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fern's here. Elliot's here. I'm here. We're all feeling a bit beaten up. We're all feeling a bit down on our luck.
It's not even been the election yet in our time. We're living in an age of a glimmer of hope.
And there's no hope here.
No, the listener knows that it's all gone wrong. They know.
Okay, I'm going to try and sort Elliot out, and then we're going to get on with the show. Have a good one, guys.
See you on the other side of this theme tune that isn't Ring of Fire.
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. Walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub, ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
Everybody, we're... Oh, that's a terrible start. All right, let's go. We're here. It's the main part of the episode, guys. I told you you had Fern Brady. We do have Fern Brady. Elliot's also here.
Hello.
Hello. And next up...
Hello.
That's an accent. An accent that you've not heard on this podcast before. The sweet dulcet tones of Glasgow. Fresh Fern Brady. How are you,
I'm
Fern?
Not going to bite, because I know you're saying that deliberately.
What are you talking about?
Because you know I'm not from Glasgow.
Where are you from, then?
Bathgate.
Never
which has
that.
An Edinburgh postcode.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well done. We're all moving up in the world. How are you today, Fern?
Good, thank you.
You came here from Catford.
Yep.
How's that? How's Catford? How's Catford?
Catford's just one step behind Tottenham being gentrified.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't think that it would happen, but there you go.
Well, hey, if you're there, I never thought it would happen either.
I was the first wave of, first the artists move in.
And then when do you move in?
not me. I was definitely the first part of Catford being gentrified, and now they've got a bar that is ironically decorated like someone's gran's living room.
I don't like this bullshit trend in bars, I have to say, at the minute. I was in a bar a couple of nights ago in Peckham, and there was it was all decked out. All the chairs were like from primary schools.
Yeah, Tom Allen has a good bit on that.
Oh, right, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, like, well, I guess I'll stop then.
Trying to make having horrible school chairs and those sorts of restaurants. They also try and have crockery like what working class people would use. So these places
are
always...
all got like pictures of Diana on it and stuff.
Oh,
like
they love, hipsters love Charles and Diana plates. And this bar where I live, Little Nan's it's called, is, I wasn't trying to be funny, it's decorated like the owner's gran's living room.
Yeah.
It does stuff like all the cocktails are named after EastEnders characters, and there's this sort of lionising of working class people, but then if any Catford locals come in, they really don't like it. That's one of the worst things about hipster places.
Well, it's good that you got out of there. Now, just I apologise if the listener isn't used to hearing that sort of accent. Your accent is very Scottish. You know that. Like, very Scottish.
See, when people say this... So I did an interview for the Vice thing the other day.
I mean, are you understanding what she's saying, Elliot?
I hardly understand you.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. Carry on.
This attitude to Scottish people is the reason you've ended up in the situation you're in.
All I'm
that
hearing is heroin.
Imperialist, colonising attitude to Scottish people. That's why yous are also racist to actual foreigners.
What do you mean we're racist?
Because English people, especially Southern English people,
I've never been so
don't like, and you are a Southerner.
I'm proud.
Middle class Southerners have this attitude that anything other, you other Scottish people the same way you other blacks and Asians and stuff.
Wasn't it the Scottish banks that financed the slave trade though?
Yeah, we invented slavery, but I'm just saying, your current
typical
attitude...
Typical thing the English nicked from us.
But your attitude to Scottish people is, it just says a lot about how parochial English people are. You're the most racist bastards ever.
Are you serious?
I hate living in England. I do it purely for comedy.
Yeah? Oh, wow.
It's a huge sacrifice.
It must be. Well, luckily you're in Catford, though. Must remind you of home.
Yeah, there's actually loads of Scottish and Irish people in Catford. Yeah, my boyfriend's Irish. It does remind me of home.
Well, that's good. I don't think I'm a racist. I think I'm a pretty open. I'm a pretty open guy. I love the Scots. I go to Scotland a lot. I love it.
It surprises me. You say, oh, that's because when you had a Scottish girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. I had a Scottish girlfriend. It was great.
So
it was great. Though maybe the breakdown of that relationship has caused a certain level of racism amongst them. Oh, I love the Scots. Any Scottish people listening? Well done. Well done. You're at you're sitting there in your local library. You've probably been told you've got 10 minutes left on the internet. One day you'll get Wi-Fi and you'll be able to listen to every episode. Good for you. Fern is not happy that she's alone. It was originally going to be Fern, Brady and Alfie Brown. This is the second episode in a row that Alfie's pulled out of.
He's reaching Pelham levels.
He's reaching Johnny Pelham levels of pulling out. But
Johnny, that makes me feel better that if Johnny pulls out when he lives so near to you.
Well, yeah, he lives around the corner. Yeah, it's an absolute piss take that Johnny hasn't done the show yet.
He cancels on me all the time.
What do you ask him to do? Like, coffee,
go for lunch, go
get
for
spiders
coffee.
Out of the bath, stuff like that.
No, just meet up, and he cancelled on me. We were meant to be meeting for dinner, and he cancelled on me as I was arriving to the place we were meeting to do filming for Harriet and Bobby's thing. So he's gone showbiz on me.
Yeah, he's done that on everyone. We did a preview of our new shows, me and Johnny, last week.
Yeah,
and there was a great audience in there. We really appreciate you guys coming, but there wasn't many of them. This really made us laugh. A guy came up to us afterwards and he was the sweetest guy, and if you're listening to this, we really appreciate it, but he said, if you want to get audiences for events like this, you should do a thing that apparently there's a website where you basically advertise free tickets solely to members of the armed forces who are on shore leave. And he goes, it'd be great. They'd love to come in here. We could pack it out with 60 people in here. And I thought, what a sweet guy. But I am not doing new material to a bunch of bloody squaddies.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
I hate squaddies.
Do you?
I dated one once, sort of by accident. And
how by accident?
Because I was like...
Pretty captured.
No, I met this guy and like had sex with him or whatever. And then...
Well... Yeah, sex with him or whatever.
No, then he wanted to be my boyfriend, and I didn't know how it would be like, but I hate squaddies. I may have told him that at the time. I was like, I really don't like people in the army and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was really sweet. No.
Yeah. It's hard to turn down a man, though. Was he in a tank? Did he drive a tank home?
No, but he had that look of... Yeah. He looked like a meathead.
Why did you have sex with him then? Where did you meet this man?
In my flat.
In your flat? Honestly, your life is fucking...
No,
so
Sean,
depraved.
This was when I was like 18.
Yeah.
My life isn't depraved now. Last night, me and Connor did exercise together and then we played Scrabble and we made a salad together.
That's very sweet.
Sorry, my voice is really husky this week.
No, it's fine. It's Scotland, isn't it? It's very...
It's nothing to do with Scotland.
What do you mean? What's it to do with? You've been screaming.
I think I was shouting all weekend.
Why were you shouting all weekend?
At my gigs. When I get nervous, I shout a bit more.
Well, I think you're doing great. You're doing great. How do you think she's doing, Elliot?
Fantastic.
Elliot.
Thanks.
Elliot's just met Fern. Elliot's very nervous, I think.
Why?
Elliot's having a bad time at the minute.
Well, I'm not nervous. I'm fine.
Yeah.
He's fine.
All right, well, Fern, I mean, I know when Elliot's nervous. Normally he's cartwheeling around.
Can't keep me still, can you?
No, I can't. Nope. I can't. Nope. You ever been to Scotland, Elliot?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Where's your favourite pass in Scotland?
Probably, well, I've got to say Edinburgh, though, haven't I?
Nah.
Edinburgh's the one I go to the most.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about Edinburgh?
The castle.
Yeah?
Yep.
You like the castle? Oh, Fern's checking an email. This fucking episode.
Oh,
how dare you check an email? Who's sending you an email?
Some TV producer.
Really? A TV producer?
Yeah.
What are they saying? Read it.
Can you send... I was at the Vice screening the other week. Can you send a script over? No, I haven't wrote any.
Wait, they actually said that. They actually said that.
I get asked to write scripts.
Wait, you tried to tell me someone was at the Vice thing the other day and they went to you asking for a script.
Yeah.
I was at the same thing. They haven't asked me for shit.
Yeah, but it's someone that met me at something else before and they just were like...
This is typical. This is typical modern Britain, all right? The white man gets shafted again.
You're going to be on TV. You're on TV.
Be on Vice. It's not TV, is it?
One five three.
That's getting cut. It's fine. Wish I had a script. I'm gonna write one. I've got
script writing's awful though. And also, you can get asked to write scripts loads, but I only have the capacity to write about one a year.
Yeah, well, that's the thing as well. I submitted a few scripts, but it was always at a rate of one a year.
Yeah,
because I never really had faith they'd ever get made. Because I've already made a sitcom set in The Office. That's the thing. Yeah. The sitcom I was writing was set in The Office. Yeah.
In that one.
A lot of people want to make...
It was actually in that office. It was such a coincidence. I'd never seen the show.
Yeah.
Loads of people want to make The Inbetweeners, The Office, or Fleabag.
Fleabag's the big one. Everyone's like, got to make a more Fleabag.
Yeah, what they mean by that is they want a woman that's a cunt.
They want a woman to have sex.
I'm supposed to be writing the Scottish Fleabag just now, but I hate the thing so much I don't think it's going to happen.
What do you mean the Scottish Fleabag?
I went on.
Is it just about Nicola Sturgeon's day-to-day life?
No, I went on a writer's retreat for the BBC that was like, we want to make a Scottish Fleabag.
Is that what they said? They pitch it as like a Scottish show that already exists.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works in TV. Yeah, yeah. Never any original ideas.
We want to make a black Home Improvement.
Yeah.
We want to make a Native American Will and Grace.
Also, now I wrote the thing about being in a mental unit. At the time, everyone was like, you can't write something about being in a mental unit. Now that it's fashionable to be mad, I've just been asked to write something about mad people again.
And are you just sending the same script along?
Should do that.
You just do that. Yeah.
Should do
Why
that.
Wouldn't you? If you've already got a good script, just fuck it. You've already got it.
Because it already was made. Yeah. So.
Well, that means that she is mad.
I don't.
She's insane. She says a script she's already been made in like just an episode of The Simpsons.
You know, I know someone that we both know who sent a script that had been rejected back to the same people after he'd won something in Edinburgh, and they were like, this is great.
No, really.
And the first time he'd sent it, they were like, we hate this, we can't make it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh well, I think we're both going to be huge stars this time next year. What's that's my prediction. Oh, sorry, Fern, I was talking to Elliot. No, I think you're going all the way, Fern. You're a hot buzz, man. This is a big coup for this podcast, getting the famous Fern Brady. You get recognised in cabs.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you say once that you got recognised
in a cab? Oh,
no, a
taxi driver. My friend was in a taxi in Glasgow, where I'm not from, and she said she was doing a gig with me, and the taxi driver was really excited and had heard of me, and then he was like, do you know who else I love? And she said who, and he was like, Jim Davidson.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the first time I've had people come and see my show after seeing Jim Davidson's show at the Fringe. So, and Sean thinks that I'm the most xenophobic person he's ever met.
Not that I've ever met.
I don't think someone who goes to study Arabic and Islamic history and Persian at the age of 18 is xenophobic.
No, but you could be. I don't know. Did you complete the course?
No, Arabic's really hard.
Yeah, exactly. Is it because the thought of hearing that language made you sick in your mouth?
White English literature.
The whitest literature possible. Please.
When I was, for some reason, when I was little, I think because I used to watch Sesame Street when I was wee, and that's really.
When you were what, sorry?
When I was little.
Oh, good.
So this is what I mean. You're trying to bring me down.
All right, put the knife down, Fern.
Trying to bring me down to the RP.
We don't
want to
buy any crack,
Fern.
Put those bags away.
I learned in uni that the sort of dominant culture will enforce this on me. You're like. The way Australians are with Aborigines, that's me and you, English and Scots.
What do you mean?
Because you just corrected how I was speaking because it's like unacceptable to speak.
Because it's different
Scots vernacular, yeah. I bet when you meet black people, you go, how's your name pronounced again?
Yeah, that's what I do. Is it Will Smith? What were you saying? You were just saying something.
Oh yeah, when I was little, I used to.
We.
Yeah.
You can say we if you want. We'll just let the listeners go. We.
I
means...
can speak how I want, but you shamed me for it.
No, you can't. Well, yeah. All right.
No, I was gonna say when I was little, I used to kick off because I wanted to be Pakistani because I. Whenever I went into the corner shop,
you wanted to be Pakistani.
Yeah, I hated being Scottish, but I think it's because I watched Sesame Street.
Even from a young age, so much.
Sesame Street is like lefty propaganda that makes you want to be
Pakistani.
I really wanted to be Pakistani or Bangladeshi when I was little.
Wait, yeah.
So what? Like you saw the diversity and was like, oh, that's interesting.
I just felt like being Scottish and white was boring.
So how did you remedy that? So what? How did you do that when you went into the local corner shop?
I started to cry once when I was four because I wanted a dot on my head.
Is it a bindi? Is that what they're called? Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted a dot?
They're called something pretty unacceptable in Scotland.
What are they called?
By racists.
Oh, are they?
I can't say.
No, you can't say.
But you
started to cry because you didn't have a bindi?
Yeah.
God, Fern.
I did go through a phase of wearing one at school, and that was...
No, you didn't.
I got...
Why?
Because I really didn't have any sense. I used to dress really oddly at school and get called hippie and stuff.
What, with your bindi? Sesame Street, bitch.
Yeah, I was like really odd at school.
Do you think Sesame Street is lefty propaganda? I thought it was just about... It's just in terms of like accepting people for who they are.
Yeah, there's an autistic
Sesame Street
in there,
is... Yeah, there's yeah. autistic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's lefty though. It's not
Oscar the Grouch was so unconventional for a children's character.
Yeah, exactly.
He was my favourite.
Did he have like depression or something? Is that what they were?
He was just a messenger.
He lived in a bin.
You can have depression and live in a bin.
You can live in if you're living in a bin, you're allowed to not be that happy. I don't view it as left. It's not lefty though.
It really was.
It's not like they were trying to freaking collectivise the street and. Like administer who was growing crops and stuff.
Sean, you need to...
It was just socially liberal.
You need to go back and watch it and you'll see how radical it was. But
that's what I mean. It was radical socially.
Yeah.
But I don't associate with that, with being left wing. I think anyone could be socially liberal.
It had a lot of... it had a black family and a Hispanic family in it. Then it would have like a child in a wheelchair that was totally paralyzed and stuff.
Yeah.
And it had a deaf woman called Linda that was friends with the elephant.
Yeah. In the South African one, there's one of them has got AIDS.
I know.
It's amazing. It's so amazing.
Is that true?
Yeah,
it's genuinely true. We should make one of them for Viceland. We'll make Viceland Sesame Street. We'll do that. We'll call it Electric Avenue. <It's> set in Brixton.
Hasn't Brixton changed unrecognisably enough?
Yeah, that's it. So we'll have like a vice, like a cool Sesame Street. It's called Electric Avenue, and the Muppets have got like twiddly moustaches.
I lived next to Brixton a couple of years ago, and I saw the worst thing I saw there when it was starting to get gentrified was a food shop called Wings and Tings, and it was like black food for white people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
What were the tings?
There's a drink called ting, so they would serve rum and ting.
Okay.
But there's shops everywhere there where you can get like jerk chicken and goat curry and stuff. But this was like
a very Afro-Caribbean community, Elliot.
But this was like a safe
that's
space
fine.
For
I think,
white.
I think
for
that's
just
fine.
White people. To
I, just,
get it.
I just want to say I think that's fine. I'm just gonna put it out there. It's
well,
fine.
According to Fern, it's lefty propaganda. We're going to close out this first section. I think Fern's going to ask me some serious questions about the way I'm composing myself. See you very soon, everybody. Welcome back, listeners.
Oh, hey.
Fern. Fern,
sorry,
yeah,
I just remembered.
Why? What about? Oh, right. You're talking about all the people who fancy you.
Yeah, but don't put that in the thing.
Well, you've just... Hey, it's the introduction of the podcast.
No, don't put that in the thing.
Okay. Why? What have you got to say about it?
Because I might want to go out with him years down the line.
Okay.
Although, realistically, I wouldn't settle with an English person.
Well, I'll bleep his name out. But that's it's a big thing for you, Fern. You seem to have a lot of suitors, but you're very happily in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
You frequently seem to tell your long-term boyfriend to let you go... So you can go and cop off with open spots.
Yeah, oh man, I love open spots.
Yeah?
Because they treat you different to other people, because other people on the circuit know I'm like an idiot, but open spots really respect you and stuff.
They do really respect you. They definitely yeah. But you command respect. But there's no reason why. You're a very handsome woman.
Fuck you.
What are you on about?
That's great. Haven't washed my hair since Kilkenny or brushed it. Okay. Do you like this?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
I also realized when I saw the Vice thing how I didn't brush my hair for basically 3 days of the program. I just forgot we were doing a TV show. Your hair looked great on it though.
My hair, hey, that's the one thing I brought to the show. I didn't bring any jokes, I didn't bring anything.
You did
else.
Bring deep racism to the Irish people, which is rich given you say I'm a racist.
Wow. I feel what I feel, and if you want to know more about that, come see my Edinburgh Fringe show.
Do you know what I think is a bit fucked up that they did it? The
Jesus
trailer.
Christ, here we go now. Now the juggernaut's rolling.
So the trailer doesn't show you saying Irish people are tinkers that don't have any money, but it shows me twice saying maybe Brexit was a good thing, and I was saying it as a joke.
Yeah.
But you know the English notion to say that Scottish people are racist, which frankly is laughable now that you guys are demonstrably more racist because you've all voted Brexit. Oh,
there we go. Here
like
we
you
go.
can't ever say that we're the racist ones again.
Fern, you've got to calm down here, please.
It just fucks me off.
Oh,
like,
here she goes, Elliot. Don't worry, I'll protect you.
Oh, fair enough. You're voting SNP in the election tomorrow. I've lived in England 7 years. How could I possibly vote SNP? The number of times I've been asked that, Sean.
Okay, well...
Labour. I voted Labour the first time in my life. Guess how many times I voted SNP?
I don't care.
None.
Bloody hell. Well, Fern Brady there. By the way, do tune into our little comedy show that we're putting on there on Vice. More of that from Fern.
What's the premise of the show?
He's going around Europe and just enriching ourselves culturally.
The premise of the show is some media people were like... Let's show racism is bad, but then we're going to have the one Scottish person in the show portrayed as a two-dimensional caricature of what Southern English people think Scottish people are.
Well, I mean, what can I say? You shouldn't have been caught on camera saying those horrible things or kicking.
I shouldn't have been caught on camera.
Shop owner.
When I drank from a bottle of wine
on
the final day of filming, and by the way, I hadn't drank the rest of the trip bar the night of Jamali's birthday.
Yeah.
Every other comedian was pissed the whole time. Alfie is basically a functioning alcoholic.
I'd say he's a non-functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alfie is shown not as a drunk, whereas I'm shown as a drunk person.
Yeah.
Which comes from... Because I was on antibiotics because I just had a wisdom tooth out. I also didn't want to be hungover on camera for vanity reasons. And I just don't like drinking very much.
No.
And on the final day, I drank from a bottle of wine because we were on a roof with no glasses.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, Buckfast, eh? Went on and on about it. And I was like... I have drank the least on this whole trip. You fucking racist.
No,
bastards.
It wasn't that racist. You were fucking pounding the weed.
Yeah.
You were absolutely pounding the weed.
Yeah, none of yours were. I was really shocked at
no,
that.
No, well, I tried. I tried.
So is this the Amsterdam bit?
This is the Amsterdam bit. I tried smoking weed and...
You just have to ride out the paranoid bit.
I can't ride that out. You don't understand. I could not ride that out.
Sean, I used to have panic attacks from that part, and I think it's just a mind over matter thing.
Well, I had to leave. I left after 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, Elliot's just tried weed for the first time in his life last week.
Did you like it?
I threw up and then had to lie on the floor for a few hours. It was terrible.
You sure it wasn't heroin?
It was just normal, very weak stuff, apparently.
Was weak.
Yeah, I've not got the constitution for it, I don't think.
No, I don't think you do either, Elliot. Yeah. You're just a sweet little 10-year-old boy. You
grown man.
There's a lot of different strains of it, so I think you just need to find what's right for you.
Fern's a fucking connoisseur now. She went into the cafes and apparently was talking a huge game about what she was made of. Well, I spoke to a little bit of what you had in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
One night. I just fucking can't believe you were smoking that and then actually going out and doing stuff.
The fact I did that gig.
I can't believe you did that gig.
Well,
I can't.
I didn't tell you guys this at the time because I thought yous were all plotting against me. but I thought Sean was communicating to me through his breath. I thought he was breathing in a weird way in the taxi.
Like in Morse code or something? Or
just... Pretty much.
What do you mean? Really? What, when we were in the cab?
Remember when we got the cab from... Remember when the production company had to phone up to my hotel room because I'd passed out from the weed?
Yeah, you were so blitzed. You're absolutely blitzed out basically, your freaking mind.
I tried weed the day we got to Amsterdam and I was so fucked that Jamali had to like escort me back to the hotel room. I didn't know where I was. Didn't really know that I was making a TV show anymore. And then I went for a lie down in my room and then the next thing, the phone was ringing really loudly. And I got brought downstairs and we had to go and do a gig. And like, I could barely speak. And the cab ride was hellish because I just thought all you guys were like thinking things about me.
Well, I mean, I definitely was thinking things about you.
Yeah, but I thought you were...
Though. You were great. I wouldn't even be able to compose myself if I smoked as much
as you. Well, that audience was so unpleasant.
Yeah, they were absolutely...
That being stoned made it amazing because I found my own jokes hilarious.
As the sun set, it's falling on my lawn. The shadows are stretching longer, almost gone.
You know, Ireland's just got a gay prime minister.
What is he gonna get? Like, he's the son of a
gay Taoiseach.
He's what?
That's what the prime minister's got. Sean's
his
just
name is gay Sean's, T-shirt.
Sean's just balked at anything that's not the dominant. English RP.
What do you mean? His name is Gay T-shirt.
Taoiseach is what they call their prime minister.
Oh, Taoiseach.
Yeah, that's Irish language. I know that's the English forced the Irish to speak English, didn't you?
Yeah.
He's responsible for the erosion of the Irish language.
Are we? I am.
Well, you are, yeah.
Sean Joseph Patrick McLaughlin is responsible for the erosion of the Irish language.
Well,
you took all the names and then the language.
You're proud to own... mocking the Irish and English, so you should be proud to own your responsibility for
screwing them over.
Yeah,
I'm not proud of anything that I've ever done in my life or in a past life. Wait, so this T-shirt guy is now the Prime Minister of Ireland, that's what you're telling me?
He's gay, but he's totally anti-abortion because he's never going to need one.
Isn't he like the son? isn't he like Indian as well?
Yeah, but you can't really tell.
Whoa, what do you mean?
He's like, like, I mean, the racist Irish people maybe didn't realise.
They didn't realise.
Because he's almost white.
He's almost white. He's white enough.
He's
white enough for them.
Yeah.
Why would you like to live in Ireland more than England? Do you think a Scottish person is more welcome in Ireland?
Oh, of course.
Do you?
It's crazy how different it is there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, men there are so sexist.
Really?
Yeah, because I've got this thing where I can't stop going out with Irish men. Like, I've always gone out with Irish or Scottish men.
Would you say it's an addiction?
It's a fetish, and it's one Irish men find deeply offensive, especially my boyfriend. But I got my boyfriend to put on an English accent before just to check, and I was stop doing it.
That's weird, though, that you would ask that. It's kind of weird that he would do that.
No, he doesn't.
He must really love you.
He's half English.
Oh, good.
Which he kept from me, and I didn't find out.
He kept from you?
No, this
How much does it impact your life, where people are from?
He was ashamed of it.
But why was he ashamed of it?
Because it's a bad thing over there.
Well, I don't think it's that bad a thing over there.
What was I going to say about... Yeah, Irish men are so fucking sexist. Like,
oh, did you find them... But you seem to find them sexy as well.
Well, the reason I like them is a lot of them are very sexually innocent, and I find that very attractive. And
well, on the recording when we were in Dublin, we went to an oyster bar, and you could not keep. You literally were going bright red every time the waiter came over. You loved it. You were eating so many oysters just because of this lad.
Because that's not the first time I've been to that oyster bar because of that guy.
What was his name? Do you know his name?
I don't know, Carmack or Fergal, something Irish.
Muck bullshit,
Yeah, he's lovely. He's that's the sort of Irish man I like, where they've got sort of ruddy cheeks and they have like a look of innocence to them.
Yeah, you like men of the bog, men of the turf, yeah? Men of the turf who've been forced by industrialization to come into the city to sell a cow. That's your type.
Yeah, my boyfriend often, because he grew up with a pet cow in the countryside.
Absolutely fucked your relationship. Carry on.
And he often compares me to a lovely cow. Like he says, I've got like lovely big eyes like a cow.
You do have lovely big cow eyes. You have the spirit of a cow. So are there other nationalities that you find particularly sexy?
Welsh,
yes. We're talking very strongly about that off mic, and we will continue off mic.
Sometimes I've gone out with Northern Irish guys, but that's more if I want a sort of dirty, chavvy experience.
Oh my God. That's so much worse than anything I would have said. That's so much worse.
No, but they're so dirty and like the way they sound like, they sound rough.
Yeah, they do. It's a toxic accent.
I went out with a Northern Irish Protestant.
Yeah?
Once, yeah.
How was that?
He was really lovely.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Have you been out with anyone from outside of the UK? Or do you fancy like French, like do you like the French accent?
Yeah.
Spanish accent? What about Spanish?
You're saying this deliberately.
No, I'm not.
I don't like Spanish people.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
Whoa,
so this
here
whole
we go.
Time,
yeah.
It's English, racist against everyone else. And you don't, there's an actual group of people you don't like.
She doesn't like the Spanish.
In Edinburgh, there's a lot of Spanish hippies, lots and lots of them. And they would be like really attractive, but then they would turn to the side and just have one little rat tail coming out their head, like one single dreadlock.
Yeah.
They always wore green trousers.
But the thing is, you have to understand further, what you're saying is so specific. It seems like you don't like a small, specific group of people that you know.
Spanish hippies.
It's too sincere.
But it's not even Spanish hippies. You seem to, there's like a couple of people you don't like, as you go, well, I hate all Spanish people.
That's a terrible attitude.
You need to love them for who they are. There's plenty of things I hate about the Spanish beyond those two twats. Their food's overrated. They're fundamentally lazy. They're smelly people.
No, I like
people.
The food.
Well, the food's quite good.
I don't like the way they lisp. So I like... I like Hispanic people.
Like Latinos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lost Mexicans. My virginity to a Mexican in Mexico.
What?
Yeah.
What? You lost your virginity? Okay.
Yeah. Who's xenophobic now?
Well, I don't
know. Not my vagina.
The key thing is your vagina is open door policy.
Yeah.
Literally.
A Mexican called Manolo.
Why were you? Who? Okay, how did you?
I was
meet?
On holiday.
Yeah, in Mexico.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Actually, 15.
Okay.
Well, a crime happened then.
Pardon?
It's not a crime
in Mexico. Probably could have got married then.
Yeah. Probably thought she was a goddess. El Scottish Blanco. El Scottish Blanco.
There's a Mexican guy.
Mi amigo
guys.
El Scottish Blanco.
Mexican guys are so hot.
Why are they so hot? Just smacking them piñatas builds up that muscle.
No, so I went there thinking that Mexicans were all, like, usually the way they used to show them on TV was very racist, and they all had these, like, little half moustaches.
They're all waiting for a truck to come and take them for some work for the day.
Yeah, then
they're really fast mice.
Literally, like, all the staff in our hotel were unbelievably attractive.
Yeah.
I think the Mexican I had was, like, part Mayan as well.
The Mexican you
Some
had,
of them
yeah.
are... Because he looked sort of like Chinese-y. He was really attractive.
Yeah. And so how did you make your move?
How did I make...
You just go, I'm from Britain, I'm from Scotland.
No, I don't really remember because it's so long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's quite worrying. Like, he worked in the hotel.
Oh my God, what a player.
And then he asked me to like meet him somewhere in a sort of... hidden bit of the hotel.
Yeah,
it's really unprofessional.
It's very unprofessional, but it's very cool. That's like
he was only
that's like
young.
James Bond.
He was like 19.
Oh my God!
So it wasn't like a much older person.
No.
And he told me he was going to run away to America and join the Backstreet Boys. And
wow!
I was,
did you believe him?
I was like, no. Even
did you
then,
him?
I was
so you
like,
to, you went about to dream and went, on, I just Manolo. Fucked one of the Backstreet Boys in Mexico.
No, it was really sad because all the waiters got paid like. Like, the average Mexican gets paid, like, 50 pence a week or something. Yeah. So, it was, like, the third world. Yeah. And meanwhile, my family were like, so I was probably like an aristocrat to him because staying in a posh hotel.
Yeah, it's like Anastasia.
Yeah. Oh. My parents were really annoyed, to say the least.
Oh, what? Did they find out that you...
Yeah, my mum found out and she cried every day.
How did they find out? Did you tell her?
She read my diary.
Oh, my...
Is it while you were still away?
No, when I got home, and I was bragging about it to my pal on the phone.
Fuck the Backstreet Boy.
That's not how I talk.
In Mexico.
No, I knew Manolo's dream was bullshit. I knew even then that Mexicans had a hard time as...
As a people. But you thought the fact that he even had a dream made you think, I want this man.
No, Manolo, I just fancied him.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it
No, takes. He was just really fit. But my mum was crying, like, why did you do it? Which, if I was a guy, this wouldn't have happened at all. And I was like, he was really hot. And she went, you could have just kissed him. And I was like, I really couldn't. So,
how was it? How was the bonk?
Okay, you don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that question.
Out of 10.
For God's sake, where did this come from?
I think society lies to teenage girls, or my generation, certainly. There was a lot of stuff in girls' magazines about, you really need to wait till you're like spiritually ready and meet someone you love and stuff. Like, what? You don't want to be shit at sex when you do meet someone that you love.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was my problem. Who else? What other nationalities have you been with? You been with any other nationalities? I'm conscious of... So you hate the Spanish, but you love the Mexicans. It's so interesting. So like, you love the French, but would you ever go with a Belgian?
Belgians are boring,
aren't they? There's something odd about you. You seem to like...
Are they not boring? What? I had a nice Belgian flatmate. He was fine.
You didn't fancy him.
But no. Not because of his Belgian-ness, just because he was a bit nerdy.
What do you think is the least attractive country? What nationality is the least?
England.
Oh, that is absolutely outrageous. That is absolutely outrageous.
I like Americans a lot.
You like Americans?
I like them a lot.
So you would never go out with an English person?
I have gone out with an English person.
So what's the problem then?
Sean, this is like mental. When I was first doing comedy, I was single for like 2 years, which is the longest I've been single in my life. And it was really difficult and I had to go on online dates and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I was single from when I was a baby till I was 15 as well.
Until Manolo stole your heart.
I've dated this English guy that turned out to be like a millionaire musician.
What?
He's like, one of his songs is like really famous.
Did he know Manolo?
What is it? What's the...
His name is Jim Noir. And you wouldn't recognize the name, but you would recognize the music because... What's that radio show, The Unbelievable Truth?
I don't know.
Radio 4 thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The theme tune of that.
Oh, really?
Or does he write loads of theme tunes?
No, he had a couple of songs that... One got bought by Adidas for the World Cup. And another one got used in The Devil Wears Prada. And then this other one got used in tons of things. So he was minted. And then I did the artwork for... Well, I did a drawing in his house. And then it was the cover of an EP. And it's called For Nearby Devil. And my brother went, that's an anagram or something. And I was like, no, it's not. And it was... I love Fern Brady.
Oh my God, no, it isn't. Is
yeah.
it?
Is this all
Google
true?
Google him.
It's all true.
What's it called?
Google Jim Noir. G-I-M.
Are we allowed to keep his name on the show?
He's a dick. It was like going out with us. So I would never go out with someone for money. And I dated him for 2 months, which was far more than he deserved. Yeah, I did that drawing.
You did that drawing?
Yeah.
It's a picture of an exacerbated looking man saying no.
It's a picture of how I felt dating him.
Jesus.
So wait, you're going out with this superstar guy, not for
I was
the money.
So, basically, I was like so lonely and I met him on a...
Fun. Why are you being lonely?
It was so terrible because like, I'd moved to England to do comedy after a breakup and then I was just like dating these losers that I met online. And then I tend to give people I'm not doing this when I'm next single, but I give people the benefit of the doubt too much.
What do you mean when you're next single? That's not a good attitude to have.
That's like a reason, that's rational.
Okay.
Because I'm I used to go out with people and be like, we're going to go out forever. And then I had a couple of breakups.
Then your holiday from Mexico ended.
Yeah.
To go home.
So I went out with this guy and he was just always drunk and always taking drugs. And at the time I was doing comedy, but also doing a day job. So it was that thing of just, you never have any time to sleep or drink much.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just never washed. Like we went and stayed in
and
this.
You're saying he was English?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mancunian.
All right.
The one exception. The caveat.
And we went to stay in this luxury apartment in Edinburgh because he took me away on this break. Because he never washed, the whole apartment smelled like dirty bums. And I just didn't want to even sleep in the same bed with him. Then he was rude to waiting staff, which I think's just,
that's a sign of a bad person, I think.
Yes,
I always see if I can tip. I always make sure the tip can go to them as well and not just get put in the pot.
Yeah.
People who treat waiting staff like shit are usually shit people.
But I never understand this because you interact with waiting staff for like at the most like a minute when you're here for a meal, surely. Like what are you could
it's
you,
a sign of a bad person.
The waiting staff.
Talking to them in a sort of cold tone and in a dismissive tone.
Yeah, yeah. And if something's wrong with their meal, implying that it's the waitress's fault.
Okay.
And not the waiter's fault and not the chef or the person who ordered the food.
Yeah.
Which whose fault it usually is. They didn't read the menu right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that didn't work out.
Well, I bumped into him at the Fringe about a year later and his friends were like, oh, there's Fern. And at first he was friendly. And then he was like, oh, you got on Stuart Lee's thing. You're just blagging this, aren't you? You're just blagging your success. And I was like, fuck off, smelly cunt. Like, oh, what a horrible man.
Oh, Fern. Well, I hope I never think. I don't think you're blagging it. I think you're a great comedian.
Thanks.
I think you're one of the greatest comedians of Britain.
Thanks, Sean. I don't
Root of all evil. You should put your trust in
what else you got to plug? Got anything else to plug?
I'm on a Radio 4 thing soon, but that could be awful if I don't write the jokes for it in time.
Cool, cool. Edinburgh, you're doing Edinburgh Fringe?
I'm doing the Fringe.
Come see her. Your show title was really good.
My show title?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's it called?
Suffer of Fools.
That sounds like we've edited that in afterwards, but that is...
That was live.
The way you said that...
It's because my dad said I'm like my gran and she doesn't suffer fools.
Yeah.
But then there's not like a poignant bit where my gran dies unless she dies soon because we don't speak to each other.
Oh, right.
She lives in Ireland.
Oh, right. Oh, well, that's good. So if you're looking to be moved, don't see Fern's show.
There's going to be nothing about her in it.
Good. Fuck her. I didn't mean that.
She's a horrible woman.
Good, yeah, bitch. Never liked her.
I called her a bitch in the show, and Graham asked me if I was sure I wanted it kept in.
Yeah.
The Vice show.
Graham is the director. Yeah, yeah. And did you?
I said, keep it in.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to her. I'm blanking her till death.
Keep it in. I'm sure your Irish grandmother loves watching Viceland as well.
I know. It's so dumb.
At the Stand, you're at this year.
The Stand
lovely
again
stuff.
At midday.
At midday. Little Fern Brady, Suffer Fools.
Yes.
Yeah, and then watch Brexit Stage Left, June the 14th. Should be okay.
I have a really dumb voice in it.
I think it's good that you think that. It's good that you think that it's just in that you have a dumb voice.
I thought I had a good voice.
You do have a good voice, but what do you mean in that?
Well, why do I sound like a silly little baby? Because also, I just did a job voicing over a baby the other week. I told you this.
No, you actually told me, but you didn't tell me what it was about. What baby? What was the baby? Why?
Do you ever have an experience where you go, I have to remember every moment of this to tell my friends because it's so stupid?
Yeah, tell us about the baby.
I got a voiceover agent last year. They got me no work.
A voiceover agent, this is just to explain to people listening,
So what? It's they were they getting
get
jobs
your voiceovers.
For like doing voiceovers for adverts, like
and
describing things, and maybe a bit of acting, like voice acting.
So they got me because they said, "Oh, we have other Scottish people, but we've never had a voice like you. It's a very unusual voice, right?" And I was like, "Guys, you're not gonna, because all Scottish voiceovers are like talk, maybe like Richard Gadd has a sort of actor's voice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I don't."
Is there a particular thing that the Scottish accent advertises? Can I have certain
financial, banking stuff, because it's meant to be more trustworthy, and a lot of banks are based up there.
Okay.
So they wanted me to voice over children's audiobooks, right, and video games.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't get anything. And then I got asked to voice over a baby who was a sports commentator for a new BBC light entertainment pilot.
Okay.
And it was the most stupidest thing I've ever done. But also, when I got there, the guy was like, "Oh, you're obviously used to, you're probably used to voice over booths and stuff like that." And I realized the guy thought that I was an actor and not a comedian who has had no voiceover jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to just act like I knew what I was doing. And you get like a sheet full of things to say. And it was like, at one point I had to just say, "Oh, Jeff. Oh, oh, oh. That's a good one, Jeff. Oh, oh."
Wait, was this baby? It sounds like the baby was having sex.
Yeah, it did sound like that. And I was like,
"Is that how you?"
I kept
it?
Laughing. And the guy was looking at me like, "Why are you laughing?" So I had to just keep acting like it was a fucking normal voiceover
Shakespeare
job.
Shakespeare. You're suddenly like, "Oh, Jeff."
And did you get to see the baby that you were voicing?
No, but he said, "Please don't draw out any of your words," which is hard because I slur my words a lot because I'm drunk all the time. Are you going to say that?
I wasn't going to say that, no.
I slur my words a lot. And he said, "Don't draw your words because we find it hard to animate the baby's mouth if you do that." It was such... I hope... And they were like,
I desperately want to see this.
I fucking hope it never gets made.
I desperately want to see it.
So the premise of the show is two little babies are dressed as sports presenters.
What? I don't understand.
Is it for children or is it...
No, it's for like BBC One or something for...
This country is going to the fucking dogs if that's going on BBC One.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come out.
Prime time on Saturday.
Yeah.
Two babies.
And then people do funny activities and the babies go, "Oh, he's going to need some cowpole after that tumble." That was one of the things I had to say.
I say that, to be fair, I say that to you, don't I, Elliot, sometimes?
Yeah, but you think I'm a baby.
Yeah, but you have a little tumble, don't you? A little sprog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You do baby talk a lot, actually.
I do.
Yeah, you talk about your tum-tum and stuff.
I do talk about my tum-tum.
Because actually, a lot of the sentences, I was like, these are things Sean McLaughlin would say in everyday life.
What? No, you didn't.
I did think that.
Unless it was saying stuff like, "Stop pissing on me. No, I'm a human being. Leave me alone. I've got respect, goddammit."
Yeah, they were like, "Sound more enthusiastic." And then it gets to a point where you have to sound wildly, hysterically enthusiastic. And it was just so embarrassing. I just couldn't stop laughing.
Well, I bet you nailed it. I bet you absolutely nailed it.
That's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub. Ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
So that was Fern Brady. Thank you so much, Fern.
Thank you, Fern. That might have gone well.
It did go well.
We haven't done it yet. I don't like lying to the listeners.
What do you mean you don't like lying to them?
I don't like it. I feel like we should be honest.
All right. Well, Fern came all the way from Catford to do that, and so I'm sure she did a great job. And if she didn't, it's probably because Elliot fucked up the edit.
Thank you.
Watch Brexit Stage Left.
Yes.
14th of June.
It's Viceland, which is...
Viceland.
Sky Channel 153. And it's also on Now TV.
It is. And we had so much fun making it. And apparently the show looks really good. I've watched an extended trailer of it. And I found it very watchable. And I don't usually like watching my own stuff.
Excellent.
So that's good.
I can't wait.
Yeah, Elliot can't wait. Elliot thinks it's just the kick up the arse that this podcast needs.
Exactly.
But I think we're doing all right.
We're doing very well. Our numbers are increasing.
Yeah. And our hearts are swelling. With pride. Do you think we're going to get groupies soon?
What, the wounded?
Yeah, the wounded. Do you think the wounded are going to start like camping outside our hotel rooms? Do you think they're going to do little dances in the street for us?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think that's the way that podcasts work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you do that, don't you? You're a fanatic.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever been like a massive fan of something and like gone and...
What, and been weird about it?
Yeah. Apart from with me.
I didn't do that with you. This is a business. This is a corporation. This isn't... I was your fan before, and I approached you, and now we work together.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't lock you up, and I could have done.
Oh, no, yeah. You couldn't have done.
I could have done.
I'd say you're the only man I've ever met who I think physically I could probably overpower.
Well, you always call me, like, my lad and my boy and little boy and stuff, and I'm a grown man.
You're just my little boy. What can I say?
I'm not a little boy.
You're my little squirt, my little sprog, Elliot. Come on, you tot. What's on your mind?
I'll fight you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll do a fight for charity. Okay. Do a boxing match.
All right.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, deal. Right.
Boxing match. Wembley Arena.
It's going to happen on the 14th of June on Viceland. Sky 153. And
Now
TV.
So, listeners, you may remember from the first section that Elliot is sad. I want to try and help you now. You're always helping me. I want to help you.
Oh, that's okay, thank you, Sean. I'll be fine.
Come on, little lad.
I'm grown. I'm an adult man. I'm 25 years old.
Is that why you're sad?
What, that I'm 25?
Because people keep thinking that you're 13. Because you get ID'd and you buy lottery tickets.
I bought lottery tickets this week, and the woman looked me up and down and went, "How old are you?" And I thought, and I was like, "All right."
Where was
she
from?
There we go. This is everything's coming up fallows. And no, she was just. She just thought it was pathetic that I was buying so many lottery tickets.
How many were you buying?
Five.
You bought five lottery tickets?
Oh, no, six. Because we won. So then we used the winnings to buy more.
Who's we?
Me and my mate. It's how we run this con. You know the con.
I'm so sick of you talking about con. It's not a con. It's gambling. Is this the scratch card con? Are you back here? Is this the same guy?
£2 in, £4 out. Then you get some more tickets. I had a ticket with £9 on it, and then he had one with £2 on it. Then we got more tickets with that. And then we were not only getting the dosh, we were getting the ladies. We got the woman who asked how old I was. And then I went to Argos because I had a cracked mirror. I went to go and exchange the cracked mirror, and I gave it to her. And she says, "Oh, yeah, I can feel your crack." She didn't say, "I can feel the crack" or "a crack." She said, "I can feel your crack." And I thought, I'm looking good today, clearly. But it wasn't. No one's flirting with me.
It's hard to believe... Listener, that the man that you've just heard from says that he's sad in his life and he feels disappointed.
I'm fine.
He's not telling us why, but I found out why. It's because he hates his life and he's regretted it.
only in general.
Yeah, well, why do you regret
only
your
for
life?
For the most part.
But there's nothing to regret.
I feel like... Do you want to get into this?
Yeah, let's get into it. Heal your wounds, bitch.
I don't want to bother you with it. I don't want to bother the listener with it.
Well, you're not bothering them with shit. They probably turn off this bit anyway.
That's fine. I imagine so.
Good for them.
I'm very career focused.
You're very career focused.
I make sure I'm always working hard. I'm always trying very hard at stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just occurred to me this week that I feel like I've wasted my life and it's not going anywhere.
Okay.
And I've just sacrificed doing stuff when I was younger and I just had no fun.
What do you mean you had no fun?
There's loads of stuff I never did.
But you are still young. You're only a child.
I'm a grown ass man, all right? I've got some hair on my face, not loads, and I've got no hair on my body. I haven't really grown and my voice clearly hasn't broken. And certain parts of me...
You've got more face on your hair than I do.
I've got more face on my hair.
No, more hair on your face than...
Yeah, maybe.
You've also got that weird face in your hair.
Yeah.
What I can't understand. What have you missed out on? What do you mean? What have you missed out on?
I've never had a drink in a park, and I know that's
what.
Like, I know it's like a thing people used to do. That's the thing people do.
People still do that. No, you do that right now.
You don't do it as an adult, though, do you?
I did it last week.
Okay.
Why aren't you having a drink in the park?
I think it's weird if you do it on your own.
Well, no, we'd do it with your friend. Do you not have friends?
Got a few.
Elliot.
I don't have time for like, that's the point, is that I did all this other stuff.
And but it means what stuff did you do?
At uni, I was, like, doing extracurricular stuff. And
oh, God.
Like, I was in charge of the radio.
So basically, you've been a fucking hyper nerd your whole life, and now you're finally seeing the error of your ways.
I thought it would help, and it didn't.
What, being a nerd?
Yeah.
Being an absolute Poindexter?
Yeah. Working hard gets you literally.
I've been a pure jock.
Yeah.
Since the womb. Even in the womb, I was doing press-ups and reading Loaded.
And you did loads of stuff.
And I've done... Well, I've not done... I don't think I've done that much. There's still plenty of time. What else do we want to talk about?
I don't know.
I think we should find...
I'm pretty lonely. God. I ignored other aspects of my life.
What other aspects?
Like relationships. I haven't got many friends. I don't have a lot of fun.
Elliot, and this is horrible.
Maybe I feel like I should have done. I didn't drink the whole way through university. And maybe I just should have been. Maybe I should have enjoyed that time. Because now I've approached adulthood and it's terrible.
Elliot, it's not too late. You're only a nipper.
A grown-ass man, Sean!
Elliot, you've got to be, what, 12, 13 years of age? You've got all the time in the world. It's kind of a miracle you've even got a degree at that age. Well, what do you want to do? Should we go out partying soon?
Yeah, I've thought for a while we should do a drunk episode.
A drunk episode?
Yeah.
I don't think our listeners want that.
I think we should do a drunk episode with whoever you think would be best on a drunk episode.
I think...
So should we go and drink in the park on the podcast?
I guess. I mean, so far today, since you've come into my house, you've said that you're sad and you've given me two podcast suggestions, which are get drunk in a park or go to the zoo.
Oh, we're going to do a zoo episode.
I don't think...
We're going to walk around the zoo and talk to the people who look after the animals.
Well, I didn't know that you were making these suggestions sort of on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Uh-huh.
What other things have you not done? Let's find a list of things and maybe we'll do an episode where we do all of them.
I've only just had my first ever wee outside, which I've heard is very common after nights out and stuff. But I'd have to do it. I had to do it camping because I don't understand why people do it after nights out.
So you were camping?
Yeah.
Where were you camping?
In the countryside.
When?
A couple of months ago.
You went camping in the countryside a couple of months ago? Who with?
My friend Sam.
Okay. And you didn't drink though?
I had a little bit of, what was that, whiskey. But that was the woods.
It's not a park.
It's not the park. And I feel like teenagers don't drink whiskey in the park, do they?
I did. Yeah. As a teenager, me and my friend used to go get pizzas and drink whiskey on a Friday night in a park.
Okay.
That was really weird, though, I think. That's unusual.
But you lived in Brighton, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do people not get drunk on the beach?
Yeah, we used to get drunk on the beach and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. That seems nice.
Yeah, it is nice. You'd have enjoyed it.
Okay.
What else have you never done? So you've never gone drinking in the park.
Mm-hmm.
You've never done a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from a weed.
Yeah, and it went wrong. I just sicked it up immediately.
And it went wrong.
So, name some stuff and I'll say if I've...
All right, we'll start small. Have you ever been to a cinema?
Yes.
Have you ever been on a date?
Yes.
Have you ever kissed?
Yes.
Have you had full sex?
Yes.
What? Elliot, are you a virgin?
I don't know what counts nowadays. What's full sex in the eyes of the Lord?
All right, well, regardless, we're not putting this in a podcast episode. We're not going to record you doing that.
Okay.
Have you ever rented an 18?
What?
Have you ever rented an 18?
A film?
Yeah.
You meant like a person.
Have you smoked a cigarette?
Yes.
Have you ever been chucked out of a pub?
No.
Have you not?
No.
Okay.
I'm very well behaved.
Yeah, I know. I've been chucked out of a couple of places. But never for rudeness, just for being too drunk. Mm. Have you ever gone skinny dipping?
No, but I've watched my friends do it.
That is literally the worst answer you could have possibly given.
Why?
Because it shows how much work we've got to do. It means that you've been in a position to do all these things. No. It sounds to me like you could have done all these things, but you've chosen not to.
No, it's not that. I got there late, and I was like, I'm not joining in late, because it looks weird. They all chose to take their clothes off together and get in, whereas they didn't know that me being there was an option when they did that. So then I was like, I'll wait.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You don't want to just go, oh, is that Elliot? Oh, right, he's immediately getting on.
Yeah.
Like you've been waiting for an excuse for this for your whole life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the sea was cold, and that's not the kind of thing I need right now. It's for matters to get worse, to get in a cold
sea.
With my little...
Your little what?
What else? I'm going to my first ever Pride this year.
Pride?
Yeah. Never been to Pride. Something always comes up.
That's weird that you've never been to Pride, given your sexual leanings.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've never been to Pride. I've always been in Edinburgh Fringe for Brighton Pride. Have you ever been to a music festival?
Yes, I went to Glastonbury and I've been to Latitude.
Really? You went to Glastonbury?
Yeah,
You went to Glastonbury?
Yeah, I went with my brother.
I can't imagine you enjoyed that.
It was awesome.
Who was playing? Who was the bands that you saw?
Well, we're meant to be working, we're volunteering.
Yeah.
So I saw a bunch of people. I snuck away from work for a bit. This is the naughtiest thing I've ever done. To get on Theresa May's Fields of Wheat, right? The naughtiest thing I've ever done is I was meant to be working a shift. And then for 10 minutes, I ran away and put a cap on and went to watch a bit of Adele. And it was amazing because I love Adele. And then, but I didn't want to stay too long because other people were working the shift.
You put a cap on and in your eyes, that makes you Jack Reacher. What master of disguise? Master of deception?
Yeah.
Spotted. I think I saw Adele, but he was wearing a cap. It couldn't have been him. Damn you!
Don't undermine the most alive I've ever felt. Which was that 10 minutes. I was like,
edgiest thing you've ever done is watch Adele perform.
Yeah, I was like, I want to see Hello, and then I'll come back.
Do you go to concerts in general? Like, do you go to music concerts?
Sometimes.
We should go to a gig together.
Yeah.
I'm going to a concert in a few months.
You went to a concert recently, and then someone from the band died.
Yeah.
So I think I'll go with to an artist I'm not a fan of. See if you can work your magic on him.
Who are you not a fan of? Who do you want me to kill?
Tom Cruise and Johnny Depp.
I like Tom Cruise. What's wrong with Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise and Johnny Depp are not pulls anymore.
What do you mean?
Box office. I think they're both not great, and also like they both seem quite unpleasant. So when I see they're in a film, I find it off-putting.
I think Johnny Depp is probably a bit of a bastard, or a bit of just a seedy idiot.
He's meant to be not a great chap anymore.
Yeah. By all accounts, Tom Cruise is a lovely guy.
I think he's bonkers. I think he's not. I think he's the same in everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean you think he's the same? You don't think he's a good actor?
No.
Tom Cruise is a great actor.
He is not.
He is a great actor.
In what?
In Rain Man. He absolutely carries that film. In...
All right. So all the
Mission Impossible films, he's amazing. All of the Mission Impossible films, he's brilliant.
Dustin Hoffman carries Rain Man.
No, he doesn't.
He's the one being different in it. Tom Cruise is just being himself.
Tom Cruise is the star of that film. He is the main character of that film.
Rainman is the main character.
Rainman. Tom Cruise is in The Mummy, and it's not going to make money, I don't think.
The Mummy is probably going to be a 2-hour film where Tom Cruise runs away from a scantily clad woman.
Good for him, as he should. Mm-hmm. They're scary.
Don't read into it. Come after me, Cruise.
Please don't go after him. I mean, Elliot will wilt at the first sign of legal pressure.
I've got nothing to lose.
Church of Scientology.
I'm going to beat up Sean. I'm going to beat up Tom Cruise. I'm going to drive into the sunset.
Have you ever burnt a book?
Oh, God, no. I love books. Why'd I burn a book? Have you burnt a book?
Maybe.
What for?
Just
don't burn books.
Sticking it to the man.
That's awful. Books are the best thing in the world.
What? What was the last book you read?
I just finished Susan Coleman's book. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm currently on Love, Nina by Nina Stibbe. Wonderful. And then I went to where it was set and I had a little sandwich. Oh my God, I'm going to die alone.
I think...
I went to that road and I ate a sandwich on my own because I was like, this is a nice treat.
Yeah, I'm really glad actually that we're having this chat, Elliot, because, listener, Elliot looks really sad now. I think he's finally seeing what he is.
On the day, I was like, this is such a lovely day. It was a bank holiday. I walked from Kennington to Gloucester Crescent.
Yeah.
And I went there and I had a little sandwich and I went to Primrose Hill. I wrote for a bit. I wrote for an hour.
What did you write?
I'm starting a new podcast.
You're starting a new podcast?
Yeah, and I was writing stuff for it.
What's your new podcast?
It's a storytelling podcast.
You fucking arsehole.
Why?
You absolute fucking viper.
Why?
You typical piece of... you're just like everyone else, Elliot. You play the sweet little card. You go, oh, I'm so poor. I'm like Woody Allen, but I don't have the money. And then
you're
already preparing a new podcast. You son of a bitch. Heal Your Wounds doesn't need you. All right? All right? This is why you've never had full sex.
That's not why.
Hey, Elliot, do you like farts?
Yeah.
Hey, Elliot.
I do.
Oh, I've had too many beans.
I do feel better now. This is going to keep me warm at night.
Hey.
Here we go. I'm being fulfilled.
Cool. See you soon, guys.
Thanks for listening. Leave us reviews on iTunes, but don't mention this bit.
Please don't mention this bit.
Bye.
Bye.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter at WoundsPod.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.